sapevo.
Mug muz
smuga, ulung suk suna e kaspara. Dumaka somza shitar, oso gai tolo dolan muja. Namaskar. Welcome to Shushaka Dhanpar. You're listening to Shushaka Dhanpar on 104.6 Planet FM. Aaj amcha programmer asalle Konkani with Isidore and some of the other Mr. Corwin Carvalho is sick and not been able to attend the program. However, I've got Hector with me who is going to talk about Konkani.
Okay.
And give us some facts, figures, and a little bit of thought about the Konkani language itself.
Okay.
Hector, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Baptist. Hello, listeners.
Before we go into the program, let me tell you, this program is sponsored by Michael and Sinatra, owners of Everest Coffee, goes under the brand name Bliss. And this is available in all New World outlets in Auckland. And also I want to remind our listeners that there is a theatre on 4th of November. Please buy your tickets. Tickets are selling at a very, very fast rate.
Yep, that's what I heard. I was just talking to Francis Cotino this afternoon and he said tickets are selling fast. So please get your tickets. As Baptist said, the Tiat is on the 4th of November at Freeman's Bay at 7 p.m.
Yes.
Not to be missed.
Absolutely, absolutely. Not to be missed. I am going there, Hector is going there, and Richard, I suppose, is also going there. He has purchased 4 tickets. I don't know for whom. All his children also are going, I think.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, coming back to a number of examples, there aren't many better examples of India's diverse culture than its linguistic diversity. The country is home to 780 languages, with over 120 of them holding the official status, and Konkani being one of them. Hector, do you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I know that.
But the other side of the story is that India currently heads the list of UNESCO's World Languages in Danger.
So are you alluding to that Konkani is also on that endangered list?
Could be coming close, I think, unless we do something about it. And that's where we come in, Hector, that we have started this program, Shushaka Dhanpar, to keep that Konkani spirit, Konkani culture, Konkani language alive. Do you agree with me?
Oh, yes. If we can start that effort from New Zealand, that would be great.
Absolutely. And the Constitution in its 8th schedule lists 22 languages as the official regional languages in the country.
You know, Baptist, I don't speak Konkani too well.
Okay.
And after starting this radio and all that, I'm really interested, keen on learning the language, and I'm willing to pay for it. So, if I may make if anyone is interested in teaching the language to me on a professional basis, can you please get in touch with me? My mobile number is 027-4848-974. And I'm very eager to learn Konkani.
You might get all your girlfriends calling you up.
To teach you
Konkani? No? You had something interesting to share with us,
now,
Hector?
Konkani has native speakers spread across the western coast of the country in the states of Goa, Maharashtra, Karnataka, Kerala, and the union territories of Daman and Diu and Dadra and Nagar Haveli. So that's a wide belt on the western coast of India.
Absolutely. Yes.
Another fact is that a number of Konkani scholars claim that the older version of the language was in fact Prakrit.
Wow, Okay,
so
what?
That's quite interesting to
fact.
Know.
Yeah.
And since you said, Baptist, that this program is going to be mostly music, do you have another song for us?
Yes, definitely. Why not? Let's play that one. Let's play the song.
Yeta te bore kuzieta ori lani munondo ola no shivna zantore ache jivi koren skaro kan polla multa te wache podve shimerna ta che podven soglen zala ekis ratrin dison yeta tore ache no shivu zwala Kutore gawan moja, Hindu burgora utalo, Shikop nasne gorib gara, Taka wadu ilolo, Rin kadun kane bazaran, Dakto gado gatlolo, Gadar vigdyo vostu vikun famili che potto butalo. Tache uzwalele, gado tulun sota chetane, daktule gorbandlele, bolle buini kazar kotana, tane benkan rin kallele, gado tulun rin parik kotolo, monan tane chitlele, gadarta jagelo astana. Sango kadar zata mun, gara moja to ay lolo, kadara che kardgi un, serkaran kai to kardun tacho, gado udo ilo mudun, gado mutto sansar tacho chotti wal, udo ili todun. Kazar cancel, you want sangle kazar zaina, gado mulla koso postolo, murotya, chedakshi kopna, benka rin kalele tane asle, chiti rin parik zauchena, chitop gyun to piso zan bonta, chitna zali sopna, gado galun sonsar kotalo. Viso zala koso puitolo, prostia rasta familikta che, sangat kon postolo, gado galun sonsar kotalo, sirvista ka konditolo, gado galun pantiler durugeta taji sot kon kotolo.
chocho nakai pon maka macherao go dao nakai motoran bose tao mo ja tuka sokle bondai ta tuka dao dao chocho nakai pon maka macherao go dao nakai motoran bose tao mo ja tuka sokle bondai ta tuka bole na maka dia ta goloka tuka limpita mulla tu multa naka 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 naka
Welcome back to Shushagat Dhanpar. You're listening to Shushagat Dhanpar on 104.6 Planet FM. Hector, we were talking about the facts.
I have got another fact.
I don't know whether that is has to do anything with Konkani, but it is really a fact which
is interesting.
Very interesting. According to Parashurama, the legend, the sixth avatar of Lord Vishnu shot an arrow in the sea and instructed the sea lord to retreat to the level where the arrow was placed. The new land that came into being was called Konkan, corner of the earth. The meaning of Konkan is corner of the earth. The language of this land was called Konkani.
Oh, that's very, very
absolutely interesting, right?
Even if it's not a fact, it's a good legend.
Good legend, yes, in favor of Konkani.
Now, so here is another interesting fact.
Yeah.
With Goa being a thriving commercial center in the ancient times, a number of Turks and Arabs visited the place frequently. As a result, multiple Persian and Arabic words came into the Konkani language. Some of them, which are still used now, include Dusman, enemy, and Karz, debt. Konkani is written in multiple scripts, namely Devanagari, Roman, Kannada, Malayalam, and Perso-Arabic.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, from where we come in Bombay, the Maharashtrians have always been very critical of Konkani. The common view is it is a branch of Marathi, it has neither script nor literature, and it is not a language. Now, that is not our view, but the view of some of the Maharashtrians, I guess.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I think there was a lot of fighting going on during some few years ago, a few decades ago, and Marathi was imposed
upon.
There
was a debate, yeah.
Yeah, debate and things like that. We are not here to make that debate. We are here to learn Konkani, understand Konkani, value Konkani and the culture and the
Yeah. Baptist, if I may, I'm looking, as I mentioned earlier, I'm looking for a Konkani teacher. So if anyone who is listening on and feel that they would like to teach me Konkani and on a professional basis, I mean, when I say professional basis, I mean I'm willing to pay for it, please get in touch with me.
Fantastic. Yeah. The let's...
Yeah. So are you going to play a song now?
Yeah, we can do that.
Baptist?
Yep, yep.
And let's listen to some peppy music now, Konkani music.
ये को मेरी कद मेरे री चलिया को मेरी हाथ धोरी शुरू करी मौका अमोरी ये को मेरी कद मेरे री चलिया को मेरी हाथ धोरी शुरू करी मौका अमोरी मुझा मुझा मगर वाला सुपी तो पागोरी आजे बोसन खंगिया संगी मौका कंदारी मुझा मुझा मगर वाला सुपी तो पागोरी Boson Ganga Sangi Mogakan Dari Gomeri, Kadamiri, Julia Gomeri, Hatteri Suru Kari Moga Amori, Gomeri, Kadamiri, Julia Gomeri, Hatteri Suru Kari Moga Amori. Kada mere ri chaliya ko meri haath duri shuru kari moga amori ye ko meri kada mere ri chaliya ko meri haath duri shuru kari moga amori
Bianco, वाले ठीक चक्कर मारूं बुलों गोशियां को पार्क पार्लर हजार बाजार बुलों सुड़ियां को वाले ठीक चक्कर मारूं बुलों गोशियां को पार्क पार्लर हजार बाजार बुलों सुड़ियां को ये को मेरी कद मेरे री चलिया को मेरी हाथ धोरी शुरू करी मौका अमोरी देखो मेरी कद मेरे री चलिया को मेरी हाथ धोरी शुरू करी मौका अमोरी तुझा मुझा मोगर मतला सुपित पगुरु आजे बोसुन खंगिया सिंगी मोगा कंतारे तुझा मुझा मोगर मतला सुपित पगुरु आजे बोसुन खंगिया सिंगी मोगा कंतारे ये गो मेरी
Sweet harmony. to seek is to send love, birds singing sweet harmony.
Welcome back to Sushega Dhanpar. You're listening to Sushega Dhanpar on 104.6 Planet FM. Listeners, please be aware that there's a theatre on 4th of November, and it's a very good opportunity for us to support the Konkani language. Tickets are fast selling. Please get your tickets as quickly as possible. Hector, do you know the meaning of that theater, the name Garabo?
Garabo, yeah. Garabo means family or extended family household.
You know? Okay, okay.
And just you were saying that we should patronize the theater, and that's correct because it will help us to take it off that endangered list. And for those who don't understand Konkani or not Konkani speaking, they have very thoughtfully come out with a synopsis of the play, of the drama in English, which will be distributed at the event.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. That's great.
That's great. Good effort on their part.
Getting back to the facts, I have one thing to share with you. Or my listeners also, when the Portuguese invaded Goa, they tried to force their language and culture on the local people. All the Konkani literature was burnt in 1548, and the use of local language was banned. To safeguard their language, a number of locals fled to nearby states and provinces, and that's where the Mangaloreans come in.
Were you originally from
Goa? Yes. Yeah. And my great-great-great-grandfather ran away from the Portuguese aggression, as they call it. As a result, the language developed in different forms. So you have Goan speaking differently, and Mangaloreans and Keralites speaking differently. And all throughout Konkan, the language, the dialect differs a little bit here and there, I think. Yeah. Or the accent, can you say that? Or
could be. And that's why probably the Goans have never forgiven you
for running away. I think so, yes.
Anyway, it's all in good humor. Some more facts about the persecution of Konkani by the Portuguese.
Yeah.
Well, the Konkanis who settled in Goa engaged in creative literature and defined grammar for the language.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the Portuguese were quite hungry for land and started occupying the Indian west coast. They invaded the land of Parashuram and started harassing the Konkanis.
Okay.
And they forced their own language, customs, and religion on the residents. They even passed a law banning Konkani.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And as you said earlier, they burned all the Konkani literature available at the time in 1548.
Yeah, that's right.
And the Konkanis became cultural orphans.
Mm-hmm.
The foreigners burnt alive the Konkanis who did not accept Christianity and forcefully converted the weaker sections of the society. They even changed their names to Christian names.
Yep.
So to preserve their identity, the Konkanis had to migrate to different parts. This is the single most reason why Konkani has so many different dialects. Those who went to different parts of India were influenced by their local languages. In Vengurla, Savantwadi and Ratnagiri, they adopted Marathi, and Malvani was formed.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Excellent.
In South and North Canaras, Konkani language was influenced by Kannada.
Yep.
And in Kerala, the Malayalam words were integrated into the language. So that's quite interesting.
Absolutely facts, interesting, yes. And it has come out very clearly as you just told us some of those facts. And I also was aware that, I came to know from my father or grandfather that they had migrated or run away from Portuguese aggression, and therefore the birth of the Mangaloreans, or whatever you call it.
Yeah. And you know, just one more fact which I just would like to tell the listeners about is, in spite of the persecution, the Konkanis hung on to their culture, and the Portuguese thought it was better for them to learn Konkani in order to convert the Congolese.
Which is absolutely great. Yeah. Yep. So at the end of the day, they converted the language or the religion to get the religion, to get them to convert it to their religion. Yeah. Which is great.
Yeah. Okay, so Baptist, are you going to play another song for us?
Why not, Hector? We will. Let's hear to another song.
शेज मुझी मोगरे खड़ांची याद तुझी येता मोगा अर्धे रातीची शेज मुझी मोगरे खड़ांची याद तुझी येता मोगा अर्धे रातीची ओडा पोना शेज मुझी मोगरे खड़ांची याद तुझी येता मोगा अर्धे रातीची शिंपी सोडून आईली रात कुनवेची आंगण मुझे गेले भरून फुले फुला बोलेची सान्या सो शिंपी सोडून आईली रात कुनवेची आंगण मुझे गेले भरून फुले फुला बोलेची दिसां तुरू जाऊन हावें गायली गीतां प्रीतीची याद तुझी येता मोगार धे रातीची पिसां तोर जाऊन हावें गायली गीतां प्रीतीची याद तुझी येता मोगार धे रातीची ओडा पोना शेज मुझी मोगरे खड़ांची याद तुझी येता मोगा अर्धे रातीची ओडा पना शेज मुझी मोगरे खड़ांची याद तुझी येता मोगा अर्धे रातीची पण लेगीत पडूंक नजो उजवाडाचे तुटले ना ते काळो काता श्वास मुजो काडची जीण तुझे विणे सोपण लेगीत पडूंक नजो सवय माका पेटचे आदी वाडवतले वातीची याद तुझी येता मोगार धे रातीची सवय माका पेटचे आदी वाडवतले वातीची
याद तुझी येता मोगार दे रातीची ओडा पना शेज मुझी मोगरे खड़ांची याद तुझी येता मोगार दे रातीची ओडा पना शेज मुझी मोगरे खड़ांची याद तुझी येता मोगा अर्धे रातीची याद तुझी येता मोगा अर्धे रातीची याद तुझी येता मोगा अर्धे रातीची
सुरपोणान मका विंगून असताना फुलेले तुवे हासू दिवन गुर्शा उतरानी काळी सुरताना पिसू झालो हाँ तुझ्या मोगान
एक सुरपोणान मका विंगून असताना फुलेले तुवे हासू दिवन सोरून कांता रावण माका दिली विने
तुझा गुणा अपना तुका वे केला नीचे मैं स्वालों को तुझा गुणा अपना तुका वे केला नीचे रानी करता तुका काजर जाऊं उरेला तुझे नाम
एक सुरपोडान माका विंगून असताना भुलेले तुवे हासू दिवन
गुर्शा उतराने काळी सुरताना दिसू झालो हा तुझ्या मोगान
Welcome back to Shushika Dhanpar. You're listening to Shushika Dhanpar on 104.6 Planet FM. And this program is sponsored by Michael and Sinatra, owners of Everest Coffee. Goes under the brand name Bliss. And this is available in all the New World outlets in Auckland. Hector?
Yeah. I was speaking to Michael the other day and he told me that he will be selling Bliss Coffee at the Tiat, upcoming Tiat, and it is going to be available at a specially reduced price.
Oh, that is interesting. That's really good, really good.
Yep,
absolutely. Coming back to the facts we were discussing, Hector, I have got a timeline here.
Yep.
In 1187, after that AD, first Konkani inscription came into place.
Okay.
In 1209, Naneshwar is written in Konkani, Naneshwari.
Okay, it's translated.
Yeah. 1548, Portuguese destroy all Konkani works, which we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
In 1808, first Konkani Bible is published.
Okay, by the Portuguese, I guess.
I think so, I don't know. 1932, Portuguese start Konkani school. So that means, yes, as you rightly said, Portuguese started speaking the language instead of forcing Portuguese onto the locals.
Strategically.
Yeah, I know. And in 1987, Konkani was declared as a national language and as a place in the constitution.
Yeah,
as a recognized
language in the Indian constitution.
Yeah. And it's a fascinating timeline, is it not? Over a period of nearly 900 years.
Yeah, correct. Yep. And some more facts, Baptist, about the different dialects of Konkani.
Mm-hmm.
If one is to see the diversity of today's Konkani language, one should travel the Indian West Coast. In Mumbai, they speak in Marathi accent, whereas in Konkan, they stretch the words so that no outsider can understand. The Hindus of Goa liberally use the Portuguese words, whereas the Christians use it as if it's a Portuguese dialect.
Interesting, interesting. Yeah.
In Karwar and Angkola, they emphasize the syllables, and in Kumta Honavar, they use consonants in abundance.
Okay.
The Konkani spoken by Nawayatis of Bhatkal is very melodious with smearing of Persian. People of South Kannada do not distinguish between nouns of Kannada and Konkani and have developed a very business practical language. They sometimes add Tulu words also.
Yeah.
So you can see how Konkani has integrated with the
local languages. Yeah.
The Konkani of Kerala is drenched with Malayalam, and the Konkanis of North Karnataka add Kannada verbs to Konkani grammar. The city bred use plenty of English. To write Konkani, Kannada, Nagari, Roman, Arabic and Malayalam scripts are used, and this way Konkanis declare themselves as members of the world family, Vishwa Kutumbi.
That means world family, yeah.
Yeah. There is no other language, with the possible exception of Sanskrit, that a language is written in so many scripts.
Which is interesting, absolutely interesting fact, yeah.
So, Baptist, with those facts and with the timeline that you have given also, I think it'll go down well now with some peppy Konkani music again.
Yes, I think so.
Tujha bolya ka ter tar marta. ಬಾರಿ ಸುಲಭ ರುಚಿಕರಂದ ಪ್ರಂಚ ಅನಿಕಿ ಸುಲಭ ಪುನು ಏಕ್ ಗುಟ್ ಅಸಾ ರಂದ ಚಟ್ಪಿಟೆ ಅಪುಟ್ಟು ಜಲ್ಯಾರ ಮಾತ್ರ ಹರಿಯಕ್ ಪುಟಿ ರಂದ್ಲೆ ರಂದಪ್ಪು ರುಚಿಕನಿ ಸ್ವಾದಿಗ್ ಜತ ಅವ್ ಪಟ್ಲ ಪೊಂಚಿ ಸೋರ್ಸ್ ಅಂತ ಅವನ್ ರಂದು ನಸ ಮುಜರ್ ಅಂತ ಸಂಗದ್ದಿಲ್ಲ ಅರುಣ ಮಸಾಲ ಚ ಅಪುಟ್ಟು ಪಿಟ್ಯಾನಿ
ಅರುಣ ಮಸಾಲಾಸ್ ಅರೈಸ್ ಸರ್ಟಿಫೈಡ್ ಯೂನಿಟ್ ಪಟ್ಲ ತೀ ಸೋರ್ಸ್ ಅಂತ ವಿವಿಧ ನಮರಿಚೆ ಮಸಾಲೆ ಚಿಪಿಟೆ ಖರ್ಚ ನಾ ವಾಡ್ದಿಕ್ ನಾವು.
Welcome back to Sijaka Dhanpar. You're listening to Sijaka Dhanpar on 104.6 Planet FM. Hector, I hope you find a teacher for yourself.
Yes, I'm Konkani. Also hoping for that. That would be awesome. I'll be helping to take Konkani off the endangered list then.
Yes.
I'll join the efforts.
Absolutely.
Well, now we are coming to the close of this program, Baptist, and I would like to, on behalf of Baptist and myself, I'd like to thank all the listeners for tuning in. Corwin, I hope you get well soon. And just want to make one announcement. Is last week, y'all heard our first program of Kalchikodi, where Nita Pinto, Chester and Hector Furtado spoke to you or discussed about and reminiscing about their childhood days in Mangalore. Next week is our program of Kalchikodi again, where Goretti and Jeff will be discussing about and reminiscing about their days in the good old days in Goa. So do tune in. And Baptist?
Yeah.
So
it would be an interesting program because I heard that program and it was childhood memories.
Yep,
absolutely. And Goa.
This time it's Goa. Last time it was Bangalore, so that's good. And so, wishing all our listeners a very good evening and enjoy the rest of the day and have a great Sunday. Bye from us here at Sijaka Dhanpar.
Deu bore coru, kitle kanti mola di kutor deu bore coru, kitle kanti mola di kutor deu bore coru, jivita nam jamora tu pana uprasta sabar. तेन्ना सोयऱ्यां धायऱ्यांचो इश्टा मित्रांचो आमी घेता आदार आदार दी त्यालाचो काळ जाणतान मादूंक जाय आबार आनी विसरोंक पावना केलेले उपकार खोबरी घात म्हणून उपकार आटोयले पुर्तुगेजांनी थँक्यू ग्रासिया मस्सी सुक्रिया वेगळ्या भासांनी देवाक वाकाडला गोंयकारांनी देव बरें करूं म्हणटा माय भास कोंकणी शिकप करून मान जोडून घेतलो ओळ उंचल्या पावड्याची सिर्वीस बरी मोयन्याक लाखांनी जोड गाडयो बोंगले सिरवी दोरां जाय तितले दुडू मोड खुशाल कायन मारी जिवीताची तोड आमदार मंत्री ओड दुडवा कारताचो आदार घेता सगलो लोक ताका भिता मनशाचे बोरे पूण देवाच्या हातांतल्यान येता पूण रोचणार देवाचे रिंग रातो जाता केले निगमान शिपोन वोडले झाड झाला देवान काय देऊक ना आधार ना कमुंटो माता पाला दिशा मोला दिग जीवित तुका देवान दिला दुडवानी काम करून घेतला मुंटा उपकार कित्याक धरून पवित पुस्तक नीट रस्तो दाखयता जिवीत कशें सारू देवाच्याच हाताना सामुनशाच्या जिविताचे तारू उपकार आठवून सदांच मुळा देव बरें करूं देव बरें करूं